93KHJ American Samoa's best music mix as we say good morning to ASCC, specifically the Land Grant Division, and that's what we're talking about here today, as we welcome entomologist Mark Schmatic in studio and animal specialist June Talamoni, who are joining us on behalf of ASCC's Land Grant. Mark, June, Tayamanuia, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, American Samoa.
So just real quick before we get into the meat of things, can you tell us what we are talking about here today, what you're promoting?
So we're talking about the little fire ant, and I think a lot of people are familiar with fire ants in general, but it's important to understand that they're different kind of fire ants. And the one that we've had here for a long time, the kind of the red ant or the loimumu, that's one kind of fire ant, and it came here a long time ago, about in 2002. And since that time, it's pretty much spread all around American Samoa, including Manoa Islands and Aunu'u. So everybody's familiar with the red ant or the tropical fire ant and the stings that are quite painful from that ant. But what we're talking about here today, it's a new kind of fire ant that came more recently in 2018. It's the little fire ant, or the Loiafi laetiti. So this ant also stings. Despite its small size, its stings are really painful and itchy. It probably came here hidden inside some plant material that somebody brought from Hawaii or some other place that previously had little fire ants and got established here and then started to spread. It's not only has a painful and itchy sting, but it occurs in really, really high densities, and it's not only on the ground, but it's on the bushes and in the trees. And so if you're doing any kind of outdoor activities in an area where little fire ants are present, it can be really unpleasant with those stings. So people that like to garden or hike or farmers, it can make their lives really unpleasant. The way it's been spreading on the island, it by itself is very slow moving. It's a small ant, so it doesn't spread very fast on its own. The way it's spreading is when it's hiding inside potted plants or plant cuttings or lumber or firewood, and then people move those things from an infested area to an uninfested area, and then the ants become established in that new area. So that's how it's been spreading here on Tutuila. Currently, despite the control efforts of our staff at Land Grant and our friends at the Department of Marine and Wildlife Resources, it has continued to spread on Tutuila. So currently we're aware of about 26 sites on Tutuila that are infested by little fire ants. Fortunately, the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation recently awarded a grant to the Governor's Biodiversity Conservation Office that's going to allow the control program to expand quite a bit. So that's just starting to get underway. And in the meantime, what we're trying to do is assist the Biodiversity Office in mapping the infestations of little fire ants on Tutuila in preparation for the expanded control program.
So 2018 they got here, this is little fire ants. How many sites do you have identified so far?
Right, so far we're aware of 26 infested areas on Tutuila Island. But I'm sure there are some sites that we're not aware of, and so we encourage people, if they think they have little fire ants on your land, please give us a call. We can come verify it and put those sites on the map in preparation for the expanded control effort from the Biodiversity Office.
This is entomologist Mark Schmatic and June Talamoni from Land Grant. We're talking about the fire ants. And so, you mentioned two things. So you got O2 is the one, you just call it the fire ant, right?
Or the red ant, or the tropical fire ant, yeah.
So what's the difference between a red ant and a little fire ant? And, like, can you tell us how we could, because, I don't know, they all kind of seem little to me.
Yeah.
Sure. So how would you know you got one of these new guys that got here in 2018?
Yeah, thanks for that question. So the red ant, or loimumu, as the name implies, it's kind of reddish color. It's, as ants go, it's kind of large. It does sting. It tends to be closer to the ground. It makes nests underground. And sometimes you'll see these little tiny hills of soil that they excavate and bring out onto the surface of the ground. The little fire ant's a lot smaller. It's maybe a third or a fourth the size of the tropical fire ant. It's not really red at all. It's more yellowish orange color. And usually you won't even see it because it's so small and it's so slow moving. So oftentimes you'll be in an area with little fire ants and you won't even notice it until you start getting stung. The other important difference is that the little fire ants, unlike the tropical fire ant, which tends to kind of stay close to the ground, and if you get stung by them, you'll get stung mostly on your feet and on your lower legs. The little fire ant, it'll be on the ground, it'll be in the bushes and the trees. So if you're farming or gardening or working in an area or hiking in an area that had little fire ants, you'll get stung not only around your feet and your legs, but you're stung on your shoulders and your neck. So those are the main differences between those two species.
Do you know how it got here, specifically? I mean, you know when it got here, but do you know how it got here?
Yeah, we don't know exactly how it got here. Surely it arrived, probably several years before we actually discovered it. And, it had to build up its population and become detectable before anybody, started complaining. But most likely, given the way that it tends to spread in other places, it probably came in on some plant material that someone wanted to bring from Hawaii or some other place and plant in their garden. And then the ants, they're so small, hiding inside, it's easy to miss them, not notice a small nest of little fire ants.
And they've been getting around to 26 different places in under 10 years.
Yeah.
Are those places pretty spread out? Like east side, west side?
Yeah, we got infestation in Amanave, the furthest one to the east right now. We have in Afono on the east side.
They're everywhere.
Lali'i on the east side, yeah. So
the west and the east, and then probably all over Tafuna too. Are they in Tafuna?
Not many in Tafuna area.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, so far. I think we just have one small, very small infestation in Tafuna.
I see. Okay. And then as far as identifying the ant, you said it's smaller than your regular ant. And then it's more mobile, right? You say it can be not just on the ground, but other areas?
Right. It tends to be on bushes and trees and vegetation more than a lot of the other ants. And that makes it really annoying because, like I say, you'll get, brush against a tree or something, and it'll get on you and you get stung on your neck and your shoulders. But by itself, it's very slow. So on its own, it spreads very slowly. It's when people move stuff that have the ants hiding inside, that's how it moves from village to village.
Now, if I leave sugar out on my coffee table, I'm going to find ants that are just attracted to that sugar. But those aren't the little fire ants?
Typically, you won't see them coming to sweet stuff that's in your kitchen.
Okay.
If you have a heavy infestation, they'll pretty much be all over the place. But there's other species that tend to prefer the more sugary types of foods.
So that's not a fire ant then? That's a different kind of ant?
Most likely not, yeah. The ones you tend to see inside your house are very fast moving and they come very quickly if you leave something out.
And wipe it down and they're gone until you leave something else out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So okay.
That's right.
All right, so, but the fire ants, these little fire ants, they're more invasive, would you say?
Well, I guess I would say they're more problematic. They really make life not pleasant for people who are living in places that have little fire ants.
What do they say when you've talked to somebody that has one of these infestations?
They say they don't want to work in their garden anymore. They don't want to grow taro anymore. They don't want to go hiking in these places that have little fire ants.
Geez, so they're pretty intrusive, huh?
Yeah, pretty disruptive, yeah.
So how are you going to get rid of? You've got a grant then that's and you're identifying these sites. What do we do? Some areas they hit you, but they got a helicopter and just blast everything with pesticide from the air. Are you going to do something like that, or how do you contain something like this?
Yeah, no, there are methods that have been developed to control little fire ants in areas that are infested. A lot of the work's been done in Hawaii because they got little fire ants well before we did. So they did a lot of research, a lot of trials, and developed some methodologies to control. It's not easy to control it, to actually eradicate it. It takes a number of applications over a period of almost a year before you can actually get rid of them in any given location. And the kind of trick for controlling ants is that a lot of insects, you control it using kind of like a contact insecticide, like Black Flag or something that you spray, and it kind of kills them on contact. But for the ants, you know, most of the ants will be, it's a social insect, right? So they live together in colonies underground or in other hidden places. So if you just go and spray on the surface of the ground and on the vegetation, you'll kill some of the ants that are out looking for food, but most of the ants will be safe inside the nest. And so they'll quickly recover their population after that kind of a pesticide application. So the trick is to use a bait. So it's like a food for the ants, have a little bit of insecticide mixed in with it. And so you put the bait out, and these worker ants that are outside the nest looking for food, they'll pick up the bait, and they won't just eat it themselves. They'll carry it back to the nest, and they'll share it with all the rest of the colony. So using an insecticidal bait is a very effective way to
control. I found that works with roaches. That's the only way I got rid of my roaches, is the little bug, the bait house.
Right, right, right.
And then they take it. Yeah, because you can spray till you're blue in the face, but the roach nest or wherever they hang out is, like you said, immune. Mm-hmm. It's just their first line of defense or whatever, the hunter-gathering roaches, the ones you catch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the trick, is to use a bait instead of a contact type of insecticide.
Now, is the bait, have we identified the bait, and you know, you remember, I'm sure you're an older fellow, not that old, but you remember DDT though, right? And like what happened with the bald eagle population and things like that. So you have some of these pesticides that can be dangerous. Right. Is the anti-ant, repellent, is that going to be, does it have any DDT or anything we got to worry about?
Right, no, that's another important aspect of using a bait, is that because they're actually ingesting it, it takes a very, very small amount of insecticide to have a big effect. And it's very targeted because the ants are actually consuming it themselves. So compared to like an area spray, the amount of chemical that you're putting out in the environment is much less. And these chemicals that are used in the baits, they typically break down fairly quickly. So they're broken down by the sunlight and by the water. So
so they're almost like a biodegradable pesticide?
More biodegradable than, say, DDT.
Okay,
for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Good deal. Okay, so do we have that here on island, or like how do you get it if you're dealing with these
Yeah,
bugs?
So the control program where we're trying to do an area-wide control, it involves using two different kind of baits, one that we have to mix up on our own that can be applied to vegetation, then another that you apply on the ground. So the program is going to kind of use that type of a system, and it's repeated applications over the course of a year, as I said, applying every 5 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
For people who want to control either tropical fire ants or little fire ants on their own land, there are some granular bait products that you can buy locally. And so people can use those. If they'd like more information about how to do that, they can give us a call at Land Grant and we'll be happy to help out. Or we can even go and visit and have a look and provide some advice like that.
Last question. This is off topic here, but sounds like you know what you're talking about with these little intrusive non-native species to American Samoa, be it a cockroach or an ant. What about like centipedes and millipedes and things like that? Is there any good deterrent for them? Because this is sort of the time of year that they kind of, you know what I mean? It's the cooler season. They seem to be, you know, flourishing.
Yeah.
At least in my house.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I don't have a good solution for those for you. You know, the millipedes are more kind of a nuisance. They don't bite or anything, so...
But usually where there's millipedes, you got centipedes and they
too,
do bite.
Yeah, that's another matter. Get in your bed or something, then... That's not good. You know, some people apply, if they're really concerned, you can apply a barrier spray of insecticide around your house or something like that. But yeah, it's some of these things are kind of part of life here. And,
right.
You just got to be careful.
My coworker was always, she always likes, she's like, you have roaches, but I don't have roaches. And I'm like, anybody that lives in Samoa that says they don't have roaches is lying. They're lying to you. It's just, you know what I mean?
I agree.
Like where we're from, you know, in the mainland, you know, it's like roaches, you had to be like, you know, living in the ghettos or something to have roaches. But here, man, you can have the cleanest house in the world, you're still going to have roaches.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
it's kind of part of life.
Yeah, 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 like you said, same with millipedes and centipedes and You just got to shake out your shoes.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Mark Schmadek, entomologist, talking with us here. June, did you have anything else that you want to add before we wrapped up?
Yes, Sean. I just wanted to add on to what Dr. Mark Schmadek was talking about the spread of little fire ants. Unfortunately, little fire ants was detected on our campus at ASCC Land Grant. So because of that, we have to temporarily suspend our some of our services, like distributing vegetable seedlings and potted plants, just to try and limit the spread of little fire ants. So right now, those are.
So you guys are one of the 26 sites then, huh? Yeah, it's there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we are, yeah.
Okay. Pretty close
to
home.
We're the newest site. But just to let everyone know, those services are currently suspended right now. We're working on trying to contain and eradicate the little fire ants on our campus before we can start distribution again.
Okay.
But we have some other services. We still have our seed sale. You can come in and buy seeds from us. So, yeah.
All right. And that's Land Grant ASCC. And what's the best way to reach you guys if they have any questions about the little fire ants that might be popping up?
You can call our office at 699-1575. We also have a Facebook page. You can follow us at ASCC Agriculture Community and Natural Resources on Facebook.
Great. All right. Well, June, good to talk to you. And Mark, thank you so much for coming on ASCC's Land Grant, talking little fire ants here on the radio. We'll be back after this.